register has just disappeared. Anyone on the papers that are in front of him or her can please look for the attendance register. Okay. One old man once said to me when we were arguing politics, he said, one day you will grow and you will start to think like the way that I'm thinking. So wait for that time. So I know the disadvantages of being a chair. And it's not my wish. It's my belief that one day you will also be chair, and you will know what it means to be a chair. We have asked for the office of the minister, the report from that office is that the minister for today is still tied up with issues of the cabinet, but he is willing that as a committee we must liaise with him at any time he's ready in the event is not in conflict with his other engagements. So we'll not be able to make it now. We will have to go to the house chair, because one issue also that the house chair had raised, I'll have to go back to him, was that committee work can't be stalled. The committee work has to continue. We will have to look for alternative days or dates that must be outside the daily scheduled of the committee work. The daily is per week, because we're a committee that meets on Wednesdays. So on those bases, we'll have to look to go and ask for alternative days so that this does not put us, because if we continue with this, it actually means we've suspended all the other activities of the committee. So we'll have to go and look on the alternative days that will fit this work of the committee specifically. I know no one can deny that there is a lot that is happening in the industry. We had thought that we were going to persuade the department, for an example, to come and make a presentation on the mining charter, that we believe that it is an issue that as a committee we need to understand, including without dealing with the merits, but the subsequent, because there are developments that have taken place. And I think as a committee, we need at least to understand what are the final contents of what was contained there. I think it will be doing justice. Unfortunately, if that is the case, it means we'll stall that process. Currently, as we speak, almost 10,000 plus mine workers are under the threat of losing their jobs. And I don't think that we can say we're a current government. I don't think we can say we are responsible people that can just fold our arms and pretend that this is not a crisis, and that directly points to this committee to be able to deal with some of this. The list is endless of some of the issues that will require the attention of the committee. So as we continue to do this specific task, we also have to take responsibility to be a responsive and a caring parliament that from time to time must be able to push and find solutions. But for now, that is what we have. It means we will then have to look for an alternative day. Unfortunately, I must say, Tuesday and Wednesday, although finance is still making and pushing that request, we were told that we can utilize Tuesday and Wednesday next week because of an international women's conference that is taking place here in Parliament. In the question of, that's why I was saying the problem is that when we look at the schedule of Parliament, we must also understand. Friday, is it next week, or is this coming Friday? The police. yeah, this coming Friday, police, because we're the ones who brought issues about illegal mining. So police facilitated that process after my engagement with the chairperson. They say there's no other day that they can utilize because of what is on their plate. So they've secured a committee meeting specifically on illegal mining, and they want us as Mineral Resources to be part of that meeting on Friday. So it actually means we must know now parliamentary committee are confirmed Tuesday to Friday. I looked at the program of parliament. It's quite hectic. We will then have a 2 weeks constituency, come back, I think, for 2 weeks again, which is, means 2 days, and then go back to constituency again. In between, during that process, we'll also be dealing with the issue of the BRRR. So that is the issue, honorable members, for now, with what we are dealing with regards to that, but we think we'll interact with the minister and then tell him that the committee has agreed he needs to be able to appear in front of the committee so that it can engage. Honorable Mandel.
No, thank you, Chair. I just hope that this is captured, that this portfolio committee on mineral resources is ready and fully equipped to deal with these matters of state capture that relate to the Honorable Minister on Mineral Resources. Now, what is very disturbing, Honorable Chair, is that we come out of meetings in this portfolio committee. Then you come across headlines that read, DA accuses Mineral Resource Committee of delaying state capture probe. And this undermines the work that we are doing, Honorable Chair. When an honorable member of this committee goes outside the committee, knowing very well that there is a chairperson of the portfolio committee that is to attend to matters of the committee, then renders utterances out there by stating that we see this as a delaying tactic. Democratic Alliance spokesman on mineral resources, the Honorable James Lorimer, said after the meeting. And he continues, Honorable Chair, to say that, I quote, the committee seems intent on either delaying an investigation or to try and descale it. This is said by the Honorable Lorimer. I wanted to make it clear, Honorable Chair, we are here as members of parliament, set with the clear work of doing the work of this committee. And all of us seated here take our work very seriously. And we do not want to be undermined by members of the committee out in the corridors when they speak to the media. We must be very clear that we are here, and we've illustrated today as the ANC and as members deployed in this portfolio committee, we are ready now to engage on these matters. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Let me say this. I take it that that was the view of the deployee of the Democratic Alliance in the committee. I decided deliberately not to respond to that. From a chair's point of view, I've got a duty and a responsibility to deal with issues as and when they prevail in front of me. And I must say, without fear, I did not take an offense, in as much as it is an allegation and an accusation against the committee, not even against individuals. But I didn't take an offense. It's politics. That's life, politics. But from a chair's point of view, some of the things I just decide, look, there is work that has to be done. Keep focused. Deliver the results. Only the results will tell you whether what you did. And I don't fear to falter, because from faltering, I take lessons. I learn. So it's okay. Honorable Schmidt?
Mr. Chair, I have never, ever honestly seen a process to be embarked upon where there is no indication as to what the procedure will be once an individual is called to give his account of fulfilling his duties as a minister. There are, as far as I know, I may be wrong, maybe legal advisor can help, no rules indicating how that process should be run. There should be at least some form of indication how that process is going to be dealt with. B, the next issue normally is there is substantive matters on a in respect of a an investigation. Normally, everyone who goes into an investigation has a note of the terms of reference, roughly, and that there is witnesses to be called or that there are issues to be dealt with in advance. Those issues are made available. C, there is no indication as to what would have happened if in an hour and a half we would not have finished what we were to do with this matter. In other words, what I'm trying to say is we don't know any iota or title where we are going, how to do it, from because there is no rules dealing with the matter. I cannot but otherwise, in light of the fact that you do not want to call or ask the legal advice or some advice as to how to deal with it, the only inference is that you don't want any rules, or you don't want to have a proper investigation, or you've decided that there will be no investigation. Because I cannot make it another deduction from the fact that when issue is on for discussion as to the way forward, next minute the NC takes a decision that the minister must be called today, which clearly is not listened to the ANC committee members in any event. But the issue is, it should be done in terms of rules everyone knows in advance. You cannot have a matter where suddenly you decide to change the agenda of the meeting on the morning as we talk. Wherever has that happened in the history of this committee that you have changed the agenda to the extent that you did so this morning? And then fourthly, I want to know whether the proceedings are going to be recorded. Because if that minister does not speak the truth, he will have to suffer the consequences. It will have to be recorded, Mr. Chair. Is there any indication as to that the proceedings are to be recorded? It is of serious allegations which you are trying to rush through this committee with the speed of lightning without having any regard to any rules, any procedure, any rules of natural justice. That's what you're trying to do, Mr. Chair. Now expect us to accept that gladly and say, let's proceed.
Let me read the letter from the House Chair again. Let me do it again. You see, sometimes what takes emotions, make your statement. But to accuse people, you are forcing people to respond to you, to the accusation. It's fine to express your view, what do you see? But why do you want to accuse people as if someone who doesn't agree with what you say, then that person is wrong? We are here to discuss. So if you express a view that this is what I'm suggesting, I'm trying to avoid this thing. Now let me read the letter from the House Chair. I'll leave other things. Let me go to the substantive paragraph. Yes. The sources of authority of the National Assembly is contained in Rule 2. Now let me go to Rule 2. Debbie is going to help us this. Let me go to Rule 2. Rule 2 says, that's what we are referred to. Rule 2 says, introduction. The sources of authority of the National Assembly are, 1, the Constitution, 2, the Powers and Privileges Act, and other applicable legislation, C, the rules of the National Assembly, D, the joint rules of Parliament, if and when applicable, E, orders of or any other binding decisions of the National Assembly, F, directives and guidelines of the Rules Committee, G, rulings by the Speaker and the presiding officers, and H, any conventions or practices that have been established in the National Assembly by agreement and usage over a period of time. That's what we are referred to. Because I don't want to second guess that the House Chair doesn't understand how we run committee meetings. Continue. And is primarily derived from the Constitution of the Republic. Parliament is, amongst other, legally bound. Parliament is, amongst others, legally bound and empowered to exercise oversight. Is empowered to exercise oversight over the executive and to keep it accountable for execution, for executive action. Executive action. Allegations against any member of the executive warrants the attention of the relevant committee to clarify issues under contestation. The relevant member of the executive must be provided with a fair opportunity and platform to respond and, where possible, clarify allegations in the public domain. This should be the point of departure before the committee determines its next course of action. This should, furthermore, the committee must perform its functions in terms of Rule 167 of the Rules of the National Assembly. We go to Rule 167. Rule 167. For the purposes of performing its functions, the committee, not any person, for the purpose of performing its functions, a committee may, subject to the Constitution, legislation, the other provisions of these rules and resolutions of the National Assembly, summon any person to appear before it to give evidence in oath or affirmation or to produce documents, receive petitions, presentations, or submissions from the interested parties, persons, or institutions, permit oral evidence or petitions, representations, submissions, and other matter before the committee, conduct public hearing, consult any National Assembly or Council committee or subcommittee or any other joint committee or subcommittee, determine its own working arrangements, meet at a venue determined by it, which may be a venue beyond the seat of Parliament, meet on any day and any time, including on a day which is not working day, on a day which the Assembly is not sitting, at a time when the Assembly is not doing, exercise any other powers assigned to it by the Constitution, legislation, provision. That is Section 167. Section 167 is referred to here after you have called the member of the executive as a committee. Then, having taken a decision, post that that executive given fair opportunity, you can then do the following: petition a person to say so-and-so needs to come here. So it says, as it says, after you have done these things, then you may do what you are referred to in Section 167. Now, my understanding, that's why I'm saying, can we say we don't understand things in the same way? You persuade another member of the committee, but immediately you start to say what you place, then that person is doing this for 1, 2, 3. You are actually saying the only thing I can take from you is what I say. If you say any other thing, it actually means we are here to convince each other, to influence each other. We are equal. We must take decisions collectively. Equally, we have got a right to disagree. And when we disagree, I don't think we should, because my fear, I've always said this thing, you accuse someone, then that person levels an accusation against you. You make it so difficult for me to be a chairperson of accusations. I can't mediate on accusations. I'm here to facilitate discussions amongst members of the committee. Now, Honorable Mandel, sorry to stop you, then Honorable Lorim. I thought the process is simple. As members of this committee, we must hold the executive to account. He must account about anything that is in the public domain on his executive execution. But I stressed the envelope further. I said, we can't limit members. If that member of the executive feels can answer that question, it's fine. Then when we are done, we will then go to Section 167. That's the process that I was trying to explain to say. We will then follow to say, what then do we do? The minister is done. What then do we do? You are correct. All activities of this committee are recorded. Whatever he says is recorded. Whatever he says contrary, then it would mean it misled the committee. There are rules then that we must follow if we feel that the minister did not place what is correct in his presentation in the committee. That is allowed. I'm sure there is a case now in testimony in Parliament of where there is a feeling that a member of the executive and others from the entities did not present the accurate information to the committee. So we will not hide that. We'll deal with that issue only when you arrive at that point. But rest assured, no activity, everything is on camera. Honorable Mandela.
Thank you, Chair.
I don't know. Maybe the capacity of the Mvezomoti is too much. Continue.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I'm going to put aside for the moment Honorable Mandela's remarks about me, but I'm sure that if he wants to talk to journalists, some of them might even be interested in listening to what he has to say. My question, though, Mr. Chair, is just to get clear in my mind, does that mean in the next step the minister is going to come and simply respond to any accusation he wishes to? Are we at that stage going to be allowed to ask questions in the very next round, or is it your intention that all of those questions have to hold over until he returns? When the minister comes, will we be allowed to question him?
That's your duty. You are a member of the committee. That's your duty. That's, okay, I'll do the simplest thing. Ne? I will ask, where is Sbongi? Even if you can give no store. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ne? Can you produce this letter from the House Chair? Make sure that members, they do have it.
That would be useful.
Honorable Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the lecture. I understand everything you've told me, and I know everything. I think I've read it before.
Lecture, but it's okay. It's
but thank you for the lecture. My issue is, and that's my issue, maybe I haven't stated it properly. It is not oversight in terms of oversight. We normally do our work where oversight is exercised by virtue of the minister bringing a report to the committee. We then interrogate that report. We ask him questions, we ask the DG and the other staff questions. That's how we normally do our oversight. This oversight is a different form of oversight. This form of oversight relates to the minister in person, not vis-a-vis his functions towards DMR. That is why that initial letter that you read last week says, and Mr. Zwane, as Minister of Mineral Resources, I'm paraphrasing, but roughly to that event, was alleged to have been involved in state capture. I think it was. I'm talking from the top of my head. So this is a investigation of a different nature than the normal investigative issues, or the, not even investigative, oversight we conduct. We've now been asked to do an investigation. Investigation is not oversight in the terms where the first letter emanated from. My question was, what are the rules? Are we going to say, Minister, the first issue, question to the legal advisor, well, I still don't understand why you don't want to call her, in the start of proceedings, you say, listen, I agree with the House Chair, but I then suggest we do the following. I don't understand why we don't want to speak to her. Honestly, I don't. We've got free legal advice, but we don't want to hear for some apparent reason. But even then, my first question would have been, do we have an evidence leader? Or are we just going to say, Mr. Zwane, there's an email 23 January 2017. And then he's going to say, oh, this document, where did you get it from? Or is he going to ask her the questions? Is he going to be provided with a copy of the documents we're going to show him? Or why, if this investigation is so open and transparent, that you did not even want to accept at the last meeting copies of the emails Mr. Lorimer gave the committee? On what basis? how do you intend laying evidence before this committee to interrogate and investigate his alleged involvement in state capturing? Those are my issues. Not normal. This is not normal oversight where we oversight the executive in his functions as minister. It attaches to his personal persona, to which he is entitled to rights. He is entitled to certain rights, which I have not heard how you're going to deal with it. Thank you, Mr.
Let me say this. I was looking for a word that says it's not normal. You see, now it's a different argument. There is a letter from the House Chair. It gives duty and responsibility to the committee to do its work. Nowhere where it says. It then says suggest a process after you have made the minister account here. But I don't know. I'm doing this for the last time. I'll be honest with you. I'm doing this for the last time because all what I wanted to ask was what to do. Now, I thought the letter from... Now, if we want to question, I hope that's not the intended issue. Because an interpretation could be that the letter of the House Chair is too vague. Because the letter of the House Chair gives us first the authority and it tells us that we must use our own responsibility. That's why I read that thing, that says, and I must repeat, it says Parliament is, amongst other, legally bound and empowered to exercise oversight. That's what it says, oversight. There is no way it says, except in special circumstances, it says oversight over the executive and to keep it accountable for executive action. It says you can't abdicate your responsibility. The questions of an evidence leader, collecting of evidence, it says, having done all your responsibility as a committee, even if you shoot from the hip anything that you do, but when you have done with that issue with the executive authority, you then sit down and formulate a procedure and a process of how to deal with what you would have dealt with. That's why it says must give a fair opportunity. But can I give to the legal advisor? But next time I would try by all means, because every time I try to take members to this side, last time, if you remember, what members are not saying, I suggested that we must call the minister, give him the first thing, because we're debating again investigation. Said, shouldn't we do the simplest thing as members, because we have got a duty. We have a duty. We can't abdicate that responsibility to nobody else. It's us. That investigator must be told on the basis of what would have derived from making the executive account. I say, why shouldn't we call this executive? Then I was told, no, it's a wrong decision. That is not what we want. I can guarantee you, by now, we wouldn't even debating whether it was right to take decisions today that must come today and so forth. That could have been done last time. But I'm saying the House Chair now gives us a directive. Go exercise your oversight responsibility in the committee. We seem now to be second-guessing. It's our oversight about questioning the minister. I said, you are free. Ask the minister if you want to ask him when you are here as committee member about if you feel that there is a threat to the matter. Can you answer, minister? I said, it's up to the minister to say, no, but that this thing has got nothing to do with you. I have accounted on it. I'm just making an example. But we can't preempt before we exercise our own authority. But let me give the because I said the only thing I was saying that when we invited the legal advisor, we invited on the basis that we didn't have a directive from the House Chair. So it's not avoiding her. Because what we are going to do now, we will ask her what to do. If she says, okay, no, it's fine, honorable members, you must continue. The House Chair says, do this as your oversight responsibility. Then when you are done, we must come back again to her and say, please, can you advise us now what must become the next process? Then we are not doing our work. It means we are working on the basis of a legal advisor. We have a duty to take our own independent decisions. Then I thought we were going to say, having dealt with all these issues, can we then ask for a legal advice on what then becomes the proper process to handle this thing? It could mean a thorough investigation, which would need an evidence leader and so forth, and the benefit of the engagement that would have made with the minister. But I don't want a situation where every time there is this, then we say, because we are also might also be compromising her. That is giving us an advice now, then he's going to give us an advice after the process, which is outlined by the House Chair. But I'm saying I'm doing this so that I don't tomorrow get accused again that I blocked the legal advisor from addressing the committee. Can we give Swan?
Thank you, Chair. Just very briefly, I think the issue before when I was asked to provide advice was there wasn't direction, and I think the House Chair has given the committee directions as to how to proceed. So it, from my reading of it, it seems to be the preliminary step before the committee decides on how to embark on its inquiry. And just to emphasize, the committee must get its mandate from the Constitution and the rules. So the mandate of the Constitution says the National Assembly and the committees must scrutinize and oversee executive action. And then I will refer the committee to Rule 227 B and C, and it sets out the functions of portfolio committees. And it says portfolio committees must maintain oversight over the exercise of the within its portfolio of executive authority and organs of state. And C says a portfolio committee may monitor, investigate, inquire into, and make recommendations concerning any such executive organ of state. And it goes on and says what kind of investigations you could have. So my point is, while this process may seem different and it's something new for Parliament to embark on, it still falls within its oversight mandate. How the committee decides to put into effect that investigative role that it's mandated to in terms of the rule is something that will have to be decided once the preliminary issues are decided on. For example, what is the parameters of the inquiry and what issues are required to be investigated? Then once those are established, then the next step is the process steps, which the committee will then determine. Thank you, Chair.
If we had that advice, we wouldn't have had this long argument, Mr. Chair. From the start, Mr. Chair.
Oh, you wanted to hear it from a legal person. Thanks for not believing me. It's okay. Honorable Lorim. I will ask you to be here so that when the chair is not believed or what is interpreting, we can just ask you to give, because I was told never question the law. You must ask the law. So I thought I was doing the same interpretation, but we came to the same conclusion, but it's an August month. We needed a woman to break the stubbornness of men amongst us. So it's okay. Just leave it. No, we take responsibility for anything as men, collective responsibility. Okay, honorable members, there is clarity. Can we then agree that we will interact with the minister, and then the minister will then agree on time? We'll also interact with the House Chair so that we can be able to secure some days and dates. I know there are members who have got multi-committees, but we will indulge with them to be patient for this process. Okay, finally, we have dealt with the matter. Can we go? I've done the issue of what is the schedule of Parliament. Can we go to the minutes? You know, Honorable Mandela, now if you know, last time I was told that I'm talking to you, and I think it's fair to say this, I always avoid to have meetings that don't finish their work. And I must declare today, because at least they smile in all your faces as a breakthrough. The reason I was talking to him is because those members that came were not going to have a quorum, and we're not going to take a decision, and we happen with them to be able to take a decision. That's why there is a movement forward. Step by step, we will make it. In course, I'm going to advertise numbers, I said that. So this is a figure, a car. Okay. Minutes of the 14th of June. The problem, the chairperson was not present. Page 1. Yeah. is to page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Don't ask me why I'm laughing. Page 6. Any mover? I was looking whether I would have loved to be in that meeting that was chaired by Honorable Mandela and Honorable Lorimo was present in the meeting. I would have loved to see. But I can see when he realized that the chair was not here, he also decided to put an apology. Any mover of the minutes? Honorable Matlala?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoptions of the minutes of the 14th June 2017. Thank you very much.
Any seconder? Honorable Nyambi?
Chairperson, I'll second.
Okay. Any matters arising? Which one? Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
Mr. Chair, in the resolutions on page 5, there are some documents which have been asked for. Have any of these been forthcoming? Section 5, resolutions.
No, there seems to be no document for now.
Can we perhaps do a follow-up request?
That's what I was going to say. Now. Let me not put another word. That's correct. The suggestion is that there must be a follow-up on those documents. On page 6, there's nothing. Minutes of the now, Honorable Lorima was back because I was back. He's back in the committee. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. You have moved the minutes. Any seconder?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'd like to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of August 2017 as a true reflection of the meeting we held. Thank you.
Seconder?
Thank you very much, Chair. I wish to second, Chair, that we accept the meeting, of the minutes of this meeting.
Okay. Any matters arising? There are only one item. In the absence of any matters arising, can I make this announcement, request, and plea? We were the initiators. Police has, did all in their best. They could only secure Friday. We would appreciate if we can, this coming Friday, we can all attend the joint committee with police on illegal mining. In our oversight, you will recall that the main issue was the role of the police. The meeting stand adjourned. Thank you very much. Yeah.